manipulate the political playing field. He has further emphasized that the Tonse alliance remains solid, unshaken and vigilant in the face of what he believes are underhanded efforts to destabilize its unity. ZCCM Investments Holding PLC, ZCMIH shareholders have approved a dividend payout of 529 million kwacha for the 2024 financial year, following the company's 21st annual general meeting, AGM, held on Friday, 18th July 2025. This marks the largest dividend declared to date and more than double the 243 million kwacha paid in 2023. Of the approved dividend, 410 million kwacha will be distributed to government, with 319 million kwacha going to the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, and 91 million kwacha to the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. ZCCMIH Board Chairperson Peso Msonda has described 2024 as a landmark and transformative year for the company, marked by record-breaking performance driven by exceptional investment returns, consistent royalty inflows, and significant restructuring achievements. Meanwhile, ZCCMIH Chief Executive Officer Kakenenwa Muyangwa said Mopani now has a clear path to profitability under the new structure, and Kansanshi royalties remain a reliable income stream, contributing 3.1 billion kwacha between April 2023 and December 2024. This is according to a statement issued by ZCMIH Corporate Affairs Manager Loisa Mbata. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, PSZ, has recommended the full rollout of barcoding and traceability systems to ensure end-to-end tracking of medicines from manufacturer to patient in response to growing concerns over theft of medicines in the country. PSZ President Keegan Mwape has emphasized the need to fast-track investigations and prosecutions of all cases related to the theft of medical commodities. He has expressed concern that pharmacists continue to be unfairly blamed when theft occurs, despite over 90% of supply chain leadership positions in public health facilities being held by non-pharmaceutical personnel. Mr. Mwape has also highlighted the ongoing discussions around the forensic audit conducted by PwC on the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, urging relevant authorities to make the report accessible to professional bodies like PSZ so they can contribute meaningfully to the reform agenda.
We are recommending the full rollout of barcoding and traceability systems to enable end-to-end tracking of medicines from the manufacturer to the patient. We are also recommending the fast-tracking investigations and prosecutions of all cases related to the theft of medical products. Then at the same time, we are also recommending the upgrading and restructuring of the pharmaceutical unit at the Ministry of Health. As you may be aware, lower levels are mainly manned by non-pharmaceutical staff, and this includes most of the health posts as well as the health centers.
Kabwata Member of Parliament Andrew Tayengwa has clarified that the proposed sale or lease of the Kabwata Gym has been halted. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Mr. Tayengwa has explained that the initial decision to sell or lease the facility was made during the previous Patriotic Front PF administration. He, however, said this decision has since been stopped following consultations with the council town clerk and the Ministry of Local Government. He has stated that the gym can be renovated and upgraded using Constituency Development Fund, CDF, with works expected to begin in January 2026. Mr. Tayengwa has also questioned the motives behind a protest held by gym members on Saturday, suggesting that the demonstration was somehow politically motivated.
There is no sale, there is no lease. The letter which I wrote to the Minister of Local Government was copied to Lusaka City Service, the mayor, of the Great City. So immediately the mayor received the letter, she agreed with me to say, no, actually you are right, we will not proceed. So it has been put on hold, and I do encourage the gym patrons to continue training. But let them not move with the political lens or wanting to play politics, I think that would be not right. A facility that is fit for the community should be left. Should ever resurface, we've already stated in the letter that we will be able to use the Constituency Development Fund to renovate the gym, because that's the only sport facility that we have in Gauteng.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has announced the introduction of electronic membership certificates, e-certificates, as part of its ongoing digital transformation initiative. In a statement, ZICA President Yande Mwenye has described the development as a significant step towards enhancing membership compliance, transparency and service delivery in the accountancy profession. Ms. Mwenye has noted that in line with the Accountants Act of 2008, ZICA is mandated to regulate the practice of accountancy in the country. She has emphasized that the Act requires all individuals offering services as accountants, auditors, tax consultants or in related roles to be registered with the Institute.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Chinese authorities have begun constructing what will be the world's largest hydropower dam in Tibetan territory, a project that has sparked concerns from India and Bangladesh. According to local media, Chinese Premier Li Qiang presided over a ceremony marking the start of construction on the Yarlung Fangpo River on Saturday. The river flows through the Tibetan Plateau as well as multiple South Asian nations. The BBC has more.
Iran has confirmed it will hold fresh talks on its nuclear program with Britain, France and Germany in Istanbul. They will be the first nuclear talks involving Iran since US and Israeli airstrikes damaged the country's main nuclear sites a month ago. According to state media, a foreign ministry spokesman said Tehran had agreed to the meeting to take place on Friday. World News from the BBC. 13 mine workers have been killed in Russia's Far East when the bus they were travelling in veered off the road and plunged into a ravine. Initial reports suggest the driver lost control of the vehicle. Local authorities in the Yakutia region have launched an investigation into potential criminal negligence. China has started building a massive hydroelectric power station in Tibet, despite concerns from foreign governments and environmentalists. It's expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and could produce three times as much electricity as the Three Gorges Dam.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford is in Spain to complete a season-long loan move to Barcelona. The 27-year-old arrived in Catalonia on Sunday night after getting permission from United to complete the formalities of a move to Barcelona. Images of Rashford arriving in Barcelona on a private jet quickly circulated on social media. Talks between the Spanish giants and United have progressed swiftly in the last week, with a deal being agreed in principle over the weekend. And that sporting item brings us to a recap of top stories. The Tonse Alliance has announced that it has initiated legal action against the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over what it describes as an unlawful and biased decision to ban Patriotic Front campaign materials in Mfue. ZCM Investments Holdings PLC ZCM IH shareholders have approved a dividend payout of 529 million kwacha for the 2024 financial year, following the company's 21st annual general meeting AGM held on Friday, 18th July 2025. And Chinese authorities have begun constructing what will be the world's largest hydropower dam in Tibetan territory, a project that has sparked concerns from India and Bangladesh. In the news at 12 hours, my name is Natasha Nguni. Good afternoon.
You want to see news?
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Sorry, you have insufficient credit to make the